Today on Press TV, British MP Robert Halfen says extremist terrorists are indoctrinated in the UK and then go to Syria to fight. He also said the UK was so scarred by the Iraq war that it will not support the use of force unless it is directly attacked. In Egypt, an 18-year-old youth has been killed in an anti-government demonstration in the city of Deir Mawas in Minya province. The demonstration was organized by Muslim Brotherhood supporters to commemorate Egypt's Student Day. Similar protests were also held in Alexandria, Manufia, Ismailia, Suez and Cairo. China has summoned the U.S. Chargé d'Affaires to deliver a formal complaint over the U.S. President's visit with the Tibetan spiritual leader, the Dalai Lama. Barack Obama met with the Dalai Lama at the White House on Friday. China had earlier warned that the meeting would damage bilateral ties. Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych and the opposition signed a deal to end the deadly political crisis in the country. The deal includes holding an early presidential election, making constitutional changes and limiting the president's powers. The president, the opposition and three EU foreign ministers took part in the discussions. Opposition protesters in Ukraine are still on the streets of the capital Kiev despite a deal with the government of President Viktor Yanukovych. Some of the protesters say they're skeptical about the deal and an opposition leader gave a speech. Israeli soldiers have opened fire in two places in the Gaza Strip, injuring at least 16 Palestinians. In one incident, 14 Palestinians were shot and injured by Israeli troops during a demonstration against the buffer zone near Jabalia. Two people were also injured in an incident in southern Gaza. And US scientists have found a new technique for treating leukemia, which has worked in 88% of tested patients. The new method is called living drug. 14 of the 16 patients achieved complete remission in trials after their T-cells were genetically engineered so they could focus on beating back the cancer. Those are the latest here on Press TV.